Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you,
do we have any questions from the audience? Yes, Dr. Gerdes, please.
Sorry, Stefan, I have a question. So nephrologists know that some of these sodas contain high doses of phosphorus and others do not. Maybe in your database you don't have this information, but is it possible that this mechanism is being driven by increased phosphate consumption?
Thank you very much, sir. And this is really excellent question. And because the phosphate, we try to find out the type of soda, for example, I have no disclosure, but for example, like we know the Coca-Cola, they have phosphoric acid, they have phosphate patients that have chronic kidney disease. In my clinic, for example, they love soda a lot and they want to drink it. They cannot stop drinking it. So I recommend them to avoid the soda that contain the phosphoric acid, for example, like the Coca-Cola. But the data out there, the studies that we found is only 4 articles with 5 sample population, and the study toward that the soda with phosphoric acid increased the risk of CKD more, but I cannot do the meta-analysis due to the limited data that we have right now. It's only 4 studies and only 2 of them that show that define the type of diet and soda that like with phosphoric acid and without phosphoric acid. Thank you.
Yes, please.
2 points. One, the artificially sweetened drinks can be, you know, sucralose, it can be fructose, it can be aspartame that may end up, I guess, forming some formic acid. So each of the sweeteners, you know, what confounds things is the sweeteners all don't have the same metabolic products. So if you could get more specifics on that. Also, if I interpreted your slides right, that drinking alcohol might be renoprotective, is that correct?
Well, I can. Thank you for the first part. I totally agree with your the advice and suggestion. And so, but about the alcohol, I would not say drinking alcohol is, you know, the is totally out of my topic. But anyhow, from the data that I read and reviewed from our poster presentation here at this meeting from my colleagues, show that there is no evidence that high alcohol, first of all, high alcohol consumption associated with the risk of proteinuria and the end-stage renal disease. But the paper that was published in KI showed that actually the alcohol consumption showed the inverse association with the chronic kidney disease. But we need to be very careful from interpreting this because, you know, patients that drinking alcohol, they, for example, like alcoholic, they malnourish, they have low creatinine. And for example, cirrhotic patients, they have low creatinine too, but they may have chronic kidney disease. I think chronic kidney disease definition by creatinine may not be the ideal for them. So that's why I would not pinpoint my conclusion on alcohol because it's different. But thank you very much.
Just maybe just one real quick question. I was interested. I'm not sure if I saw that right, but I don't want to run too late. But it looked like the studies by Andy Bombeck were significance aside, but were sort of on the other side. Do you have any reason for why the results looked so different there? Is there anything different about those studies?
So 2 studies by Dr. Bombeck actually in the one published paper. One is cross-sectional study, and another one is the cohort study that including in the same paper. Mm-hmm. So that's why I believe because of the cohort study is much more powerful compared to cross-sectional study, and cross-sectional study we cannot see the causality and also incident and prevalence also different by assessing this type of cohorts and this type of observational study. So I would think that's the reason behind this.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Very interesting work. And
thank you.
We'd like to also acknowledge your contribution with the certificate of recognition for your contribution to our conference and to the Medical Society. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.